Let us make offerings of healing, backward and forward, as we speak the names of our beloved dead. I'll begin with the Rebers, who have passed into the realm of the ancestors before us. Glenn Isles, Howard Gilbert, Ray Farr, Walter Johnson, Robert Richardson, Melanie Tower, Barbara Isles, Robert Veith, Ray Atira Sonsia, Colin Robertson, Clara Gilbert, Mary Crawford, Suzanne Lamal, Sheila Carmody, John Cook, Tom Kemble, Pat Schneider, James Phillips, Annie Moffat, Nancy Buckwalter, George Fonts, Carl Lansness, Eric Carl Lindblom, Tom Garver, Brian Gehring, Jack Coe, Ron Baseman, Art Hackett. There are many more people we have lost individually and personally. I'll work on that later. We have lost parents, grandparents, siblings, family, chosen family, friends, all part of a wide interconnected web of loss. In speaking their names, we remember them, how they've impacted our lives, and we share our love for them with each other, because what is remembered lives. In a few moments, you'll be invited to come back to our ancestor altar to say the names of the friends and family you have lost out loud and put a pinch of salt into the bowl of water for them. If you're not ready to say a name out loud yet and just want to remember them silently with this ritual of salt and water, that is completely okay. Salt and water are reminiscent of the tears that we cry in our loss, our love, and our grief. They are a release of pressure. We often feel better after we've shed a tear. We hope that through today's tears, we can experience the healing that we need through this symbolic act. Once the salt dissolves in the water, we can't see it anymore. It's still with us in some ways and gone in others, just like we carry our loved ones in our hearts, even as we don't see them physically present in our lives. When you are ready, please come to our table of remembrance and love. And again, please come forward along the sides and back to your seat through the center. Thank you. Thank you, dear ones. May the remembering of our ancestors and of our place within the sacred threads that they have woven offer us comfort, inspiration, wisdom, and courage as we face the unrest and uncertainty of these times. To close our ritual time, I offer these words from Adrienne Marie Brown as a blessing to you and all of your beloved dead. Remember, you are water. Of course you leave salt trails. Of course you are crying. Flow. P.S. If there happens to be a multitude of griefs upon you, individual and collective, or fast and slow, or small and large, add equal parts of these considerations. That the broken heart can cover more territory. That perhaps love can only be as large as grief demands. That grief is the growing up of the heart that bursts boundaries like an old skin or a finished life. That grief is gratitude. That water seeks scale. That even your tears seek the recognition of community. That the heart is a front line, and the fight is to feel in a world of distraction. May it be so, and may we be so.